Conservationists launched an effort this month to save one of the world's rarest creatures, the northern white rhino. Only 8 are known to exist, and 4 of them were at a zoo in the Czech Republic. They've been shipped to Kenya, where scientists hope they'll get down to the business of breeding. Nick Wadhams was there when the animals arrived in Nairobi.
It is 3:30 in the morning at Nairobi's main airport when a 747 jet lands with 8 tons of an extremely rare animal, 2 male and 2 female northern white rhinoceros, packed in wooden crates and lying on straw. These rhinos are headed to the Olpejeta Conservancy near Mount Kenya to see if the climate and the terrain will encourage them to get breeding. Hamish Curry directs the Back to Africa program, which helps return zoo animals to the wild. He prowls the tarmac, directing trucks, tractors, and a giant crane as the animals come off the plane.
The trip went very well. They're all relaxed. All, in fact, very settled. But obviously, we want to get them on the road as soon as possible and reduce their stress. So the trucks are waiting now. And we're going to load 2 onto a truck with a crane, fasten them down, and get out of here.
When no one is looking, I climb atop one of the crates and peek in. A dank, musty stink rises from the rhino, which is lying down and asleep. From this angle, it looks like a giant one-ton slug. It takes 3 hours for a staff of dozens to place the crates on 2 flatbed trucks, and we're off on a 200-mile journey north to the shadows of Mount Kenya. The rhinos were sent to Kenya in a desperate effort to save their subspecies, which was hunted to extinction by poachers in Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo. No northern whites have been seen in the wild since 2005. Dana Holikova is the Czech zoo director who pushed for the relocation. Unlike other rhinos, northern whites breed poorly in captivity. That may have to do with the small zoo enclosures where they live, and these animals will be released into a fenced-off 1,000-acre slice of the conservancy.
In captivity, we breed successfully and perfect with 5 generation black rhinos. But of the white rhinos, they are bred only seldom, and nobody knows why. And I'm sure the zoologists will find the key how open this problem. But for the northern white, we have no time. The possibility to start it bred here is more and more better. And that is why this is the last chance for survival. The last chance for the normal breeding, the last chance for the rhino life and the rhino children.
Hours later, it's time at last to release the rhinos into their new pens. Journalists scurry around a crate that dangles and sways from chains held by a rusty crane. Scientists have high hope for this rhino, a 9-year-old female named Fatu, who is in perfect health. When handlers open her crate door, Fatu panics. She wheezes and snorts for her mother, who has already been offloaded. Jan Žarek, Fatu's keeper, who flew in from the Czech Republic, coaxes her out with lullabies and a crust of brown bread. It is panicky, media-saturated scenes like this that some scientists feared. Some rhino conservation groups refused to back the project because of its costs, well into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, and because they thought the trip might kill the animals. All in their pens at last, the rhinos seem calm. That's partly thanks to Barry White, a British rhino handler who helped get the animals used to their crates in the Czech Republic and came along for the journey. She's been dubbed the Rhino Whisperer for her way with the animals.
They do love a lot of fuss and attention and like horses, really, and they really respond to it. So it's been a lot of what we've been doing, really, just making a big fuss of them over the last month. Rhinos respond well to love and being scratched. So the whole sort of aim of the game is to make them as chilled out as possible. So, yeah, that's what we've been doing.
Whatever she did, it seems to have worked. After the frenzy is over, a rhino named Sunyi snuffles around his pen, munching hay and checking out the photographers on the other side of a wooden fence. The question now is whether the females of his own species will express the same interest in him. For NPR News, I'm Nick Wadhams at Olpejeta in Kenya.